Good morning, beautiful mama. How are you? I hope that you're having a wonderful start to your day. Happy Monday if you're listening to this live. Just happy day, right? Today's conversation is a tangible one, a how-to practice that you can get into the habit of within your life every single day. Because our mindset loops, guys, they're part of our everyday lives. And I want you to understand that you can think differently and realize and believe that even though our mindset loops and our thoughts are a part of our everyday, every minute, sometimes every second life, you are not your thoughts. Start there. Think of your mindset loop, your thoughts. Your thoughts govern a lot of things, right? But you are not your thoughts. You have the power to allow your thoughts to flow through your mind without any attachments or spiraling. And you have the power to choose a new thought. Okay. So today's conversation, today's chat involves a three-step practice for just that, for how to choose again. Let's get to it. Hey, mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Oh my gosh, I feel like it's been so long since we've chatted. And you're probably thinking like, what do you mean? You have an episode every week. But on my end, I worked my little tail off to be able to take the time off when we went to the Bahamas a few weeks ago. And it truly has felt like an eternity to come back to the mic. It has been 3 weeks, y'all. Like, it hasn't been an eternity, but it is feel so, so long ago. So I sat in prayer this morning and I read your reviews to help me just get the synergy back. And oh, baby, like it's here. So I want to kick today's episode off with a brand new month or a couple days into a brand new month, a fresh week. And I want to kick off today's episode with a review. All right. So JB2S writes, uplifting, inspiring, empowering. This podcast is just a breath of fresh air and gives me life every time I listen. Every episode leaves me with something to work on or think on, and it just inspires me, but also knowing that my best is good enough. Just an all-around must listen. Thank you so much, JB2S, and thank you to every listener of the show. Every week, every new listener, every existing listener, everyone that sends me a message, an email, just thank you. It does not go unnoticed. Just your messages mean so much to me. And I really try to respond to every single one of them because it means the world. And I would truly be so appreciative if you could leave a written review, share this show, or share an episode with a mama friend. Just help get the word out about this show because that is how it grows and reaches the mamas who need it. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Let's dive into this week's chat. So I was taking some time off. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you could hear the birds chirping. I'm recording this. I'm going to timestamp this. It's March 1st as I'm recording this right now. And I haven't heard the birds chirping yet. So I live in the Midwest. We've had ice storms, snowstorms, so much going on the past, obviously through the winter, and just hearing the birds chirp, if you can relate to me a little bit, living like in the Midwest or having different seasons, hearing those birds chirping for the first time. Oof, that's amazing stuff right there. All right, so I took some time off while we were on vacation and while we were away, and taking that time off and away from just normal routine, it helps. It really helps kind of reground and recenter yourself, and because it allows us to see almost from the outside in, right? If you take that time to almost reflect and stay connected to you, even if you're off that normal routine, it almost allows you to see from the outside in when we're able to turn off a little bit, turn off from our normal routine lives. And it helps us really reground ourselves if you allow it to, if you know what, do you know what I'm talking about? So I want to try to paint this picture for you. Like, do you ever feel that you have moments of clarity that bring you back to earth or help you realize how precious life really is or what really matters? Sometimes it takes a big life event. Sometimes even it might take a tragedy within your life to feel that feeling. And not that I want to bring up any tragic memories, but I really want to try to paint that picture for you to be able to grasp that moment that I'm trying to paint the picture for, what I'm talking about, right? So when you feel that you got grounded or you had that back to earth moment on such a deep level, and then you're going to make this plan of how you're going to, move forward and how you're going to be more intentional with living in the moment or focusing on, the present time or embracing how precious life really is, really being intentional with that just a little bit more. But then life happens and you get back to routine and things get busy again and you're back on that hamster wheel. One, I hope that this show is helping you break that feeling of being stuck on that hamster wheel, that survival mode cycle for you. But I also hope that this episode is a piece of your puzzle in your life work to really walk out those moments that you have, those moments that you have when they bring you back to earth, those bring back to earth moments. I think that's the expression. I can't quite grasp what that expression is. So I hope that you know what I'm talking about. But I'm of course putting a different spin on this because I don't want you to have those moments every once in a while. I want you to live in that moment every single day that you are grounded and connected. So we have two thought systems within ourselves. We have our egoic mind, like the ego, and our intuition, if you will. There's multiple words for that you can use for both of these, but these are the two that I'm going to be using throughout the episode. So our ego or our egoic mind and our intuition. So your egoic mind has kept your family line for generations through fear for millennia, right? Like think back, your family line has survived the, caveman era, the plagues, the wars, and just so, so much more by listening to that fear voice within. That fear voice produces a physical response within our body, being anxiety, stress, tension, fear, right? Or just those low vibrational frequencies, that fight or flight response, And the egoic mind, it's served us well until now. The ego, our egoic mind is survival mode, plain and simple. That's how I view it. So now we're living in a time where we don't have to, fight for survival so much. We don't have to fear being attacked by animals, or if hardship arises, it's typically not a life or death situation like it was, generations and generations and generations ago. However, our egoic mind hasn't gotten that memo, all right? It continues to take over our minds, but now within almost different ways because we've adapted. Our society has changed since that caveman era, So here we are now. A lot of us believe that we're our thoughts because if we're thinking it, it has to be true. And that leads us to follow our thoughts blindly in a sense because we trust them. There are thoughts, right? So they have to be true. But our egoic mind, it plays tricks on us. It plays those games because our brains, linking it to our brain, our brain scientifically, it's created to try to keep us safe, to do whatever is in its power to do so, to keep us safe. Insert again that fight or flight that we learned, back in grade school, right? So when we blindly trust our thoughts as they come in, we no longer are in control of what we're thinking because our thoughts are controlling us. And that is a huge problem given that we base our daily actions and reactions on subconscious thinking a lot of the time. Insert that mindset loop. All right. So just picture with me for a second. The moment you wake up in the morning until the moment you go to sleep at night, your days are typically dominated by what your egoic mind wants you to think and do. We have over 60,000 thoughts a day. So think of your mindset loop. Your thoughts, those thoughts, good or bad, produce feelings and emotions within you that cause you to act and react and experience your reality. So taking back control of your thought life is like coming out of that zombie-like egoic mind state, allowing it to control you and being more mindful of your energy and your thoughts and your feelings and your reactions and your words and how you behave and act. So being mindful of your mindset loop, not letting our thoughts dictate our every move, knowing that we have a choice, all right? We can't get rid of our egoic mind. We can't have it go away completely. We do still need it. It's not always a bad thing. Again, it's our brain's way to keep us safe. But what we can do is learn to become the observer of our thoughts so that our ego is no longer controlling us. So when you observe your thoughts, that is when your intuition steps in, because your intuition is that observer. So like that other voice in your head, or that gut response, that gut feeling, or listen to your gut, if you've ever heard that term, that's your intuition. That's what your intuition is. It's okay to have weird, awkward, negative thoughts come into your mind. It happens. It's inevitable. Again, our egoic mind, we can't let it go away. But what we can do is acknowledge that every thought that comes in doesn't have to be acted on, doesn't have to be true, okay? If we acknowledge that thought by observing it and just let it pass by like clouds passing in the sky, right? There's another kind of paint that picture, because not every thought has to be acted on. Our mindset and what's lingering in the back of our minds, it impacts so much of our day-to-day life, more than we realize, because again, we're letting our subconscious thoughts, we're following it blindly. So by choosing to rework our mindset and thought patterns, we'll begin to shift perspectives and ultimately our reality. So I want you to understand that you can think differently and realize, believe that you are not your thoughts. You are not identified by those thoughts that you have in your head. I want to share a little side tangent for you. I never went to the doctor for this, but with both my babies, postpartum, I had intrusive thoughts. What if I thought that they were real? What if I thought that that was going, like that I had to do or act on or whatever? Like we have this, I don't want to make this morbid by any means, but we have like an open banister, like above when you walk up our stairs and like walk towards our bedroom. If something was kind of just dropped over that banister, it would fall straight down one story, like straight down to the first floor. And that was probably like one of the hardest intrusive thoughts that I had to work through, because here I am thinking like, what if I drop my baby over that banister? You know, just these things. And I don't want to bring up any triggers, but like those are the thoughts that we have, right? If you struggled with intrusive thoughts, I knew here I am like holding my baby so tight on my chest because I don't want to drop her, but I physically would have to lift her over, you know, the banister. So I knew that that's not real. Okay. So it just allows you. I knew that that thought was not a real thought, but if you've struggled with intrusive thoughts, that is a very good way. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional, but that is a very good way. Another picture to paint that you are not your thoughts. Because if you have wild and crazy thoughts, scary, deep, dark thoughts, they don't define you and you are not your thoughts. You have the power to allow that thought to flow through you and choose again. Choose a new thought. Choose a new action from that thought by letting your intuition lead. So how can we do this? How to create emotional freedom and break ties with stress and overwhelm or negative emotions? I want to share one of the multiple ways that we really dig deep into in the Balanced Mom Method course and through my coaching, and that is the Choose Again method. This is one of the many methods that we really work through, and I learned this practice and how to be intentional with how you want to feel and respond to life from one of my favorite mentors, Gabby Bernstein. So this three-step practice will help you pull out of your negative mindset loops and recondition, rewire your mind, like long-term, sustainably, to be intentional with how you want to feel and respond to your life. Because again, we always have a choice, happy or sad, positive or negative, overwhelmed or calm. It's within our perspective to choose again, and we can choose again. By recognizing that you don't want to feel a certain way anymore, you can simply let go of that thought and choose how you do want to feel. That may sound rah-rah, like how is that supposed to work? But just think about it, right? I talk about habit stacking. I talk about consistency. Just anything that you do consistently over time will bring those results. It will morph your reality. It will morph your life. So if you continue to just choose how you do want to feel, it will start to become more second nature to actually feel that way, all right? So you have to realize and accept that you have a choice in how you want to feel, and you're not just a bundle of conditioned reflexes. You can break the cycle. So how do we implement this Choose Again method? There are three steps. Step number one is notice your thought. What is that thought that's coming in? When you find yourself stuck in stress or overwhelm or anxiety or just a negative thought of jealousy, comparison, resentment, insert that thought that you don't like here and consciously step back. You can do this by noticing your thoughts and energy are just out of alignment with feeling good. You physically might get chills, get a pit in your stomach, feel sick, angry, frustrated. That's your body, your thoughts, your energy being out of sync with feeling good. Do you agree? So ask yourself, how do I feel right now? Plain and simple. Keep it that simple, right? How often do we actually do that? So ask yourself, how do I feel right now? And be honest with yourself. Write it down, think it out, talk it out, whatever you have to do to have that internal conversation with yourself. And this, once you get in the habit of it, it takes seconds, okay? This doesn't have to be some, 10-minute exercise here. It could take seconds. Step two is forgiving the thought or simply let it go. Acknowledge it. Don't judge it. Just forgive the thought. Maybe it feels like you can forgive yourself for thinking that thought of coming into your mind, right? And then let it go again, like clouds passing in the sky. I love painting that picture because that's exactly what I mean here. Acknowledge it. Don't try to shove it under the rug and like feel guilty for feeling that thought, okay? Acknowledge it. Let it come in. And then you could let it go and celebrate your desire to shift your thoughts and feelings. Because again, we all have negative thoughts. We all have our egoic mind. So there is no guilt, no shame, no judgments here. Because ultimately, it's how we respond and react on that thought anyway, right? So acknowledge your negative thoughts or feelings for showing you what you don't want and revealing to you how you do want to feel and what you do want, right? Like, boom, mind blowing. So step three is choose again. Answer this question. What is the best feeling thought I could find right now? How do I want to feel? This is not a call out to find some ultimate solution within your struggle. Just really trying to normalize that you have control of your thoughts and your feelings and your actions and to take that control back to choose again. So I want to share an example here, and this is a completely different example than postpartum intrusive thoughts. This is more of from a financial standpoint. So I hope neither one of these are triggering. I really try to, within my experience and just thinking of pain points that I've gone through, other moms have gone through, and nothing I ever want to talk about, I truly hope it does not bring up more negativity within your life. I really hope that it tries or that it helps empower you and just see that light, okay? So the example here is if you're struggling with finances, the thought can be, we will never be able to make ends meet. That thought is a thought spiral for the worse. If you think that thought, it's going to start spiraling deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And then your next thoughts are going to be about, oh my gosh, we're going to go bankrupt, or we're not going to be able to live in this house anymore. And then our kids aren't going to have this. Think of that thought spiral that you get, right? So thinking we will never be able to make ends meet is a thought spiral that's going to bring you deeper and deeper down that hole. Or thinking we're going to be out of debt in 1 week. That's also not the best way to think either, because you're more likely going to be creating more stress and overwhelm, because that's not necessarily realistic. If you're really struggling within finances, maybe you will be out of debt in 1 week. I'm talking like big time, you know, in debt here. So that's just not realistic that you're going to be out of debt in a week. More so, the uncertainty and financial lack is what you're struggling with. That uncertainty of where are we going to pay, or where are we going to find money to pay back our debt? And we might just be scraping by paying the bills every month. So that uncertainty and the financial lack is that kind of root of where you're struggling. Your dominant thoughts may be centered around debt, not being able to pay off the debt and really scraping by to just pay the bills every month, or not providing for your children. You might build anger, frustration, fear, possibly guilt from actions that you've taken in the past with maybe putting yourself in that situation or whatever it might be. And obsessing over those negative thoughts makes you stress out even more and ultimately brings on that unhappiness. Can you understand kind of, even if you don't, if you're not in that financial position, if you can't relate to this example completely, you can kind of understand where I'm going with having that thought spiral, and then the emotions actually come in, then your body has that physical response of the anger, frustration, and then it's leading you to become more and more unhappy through that spiral. It's because we're obsessing over the fear and the lack that ultimately moves us farther and farther away from finding a solution, and it has our mind on that negative thought process on repeat, all right? So the way out of this negative mindset loop is through the choose again method. Step one, notice the thought. Let it in. Step two is acknowledge and forgive it. You are able to release the past, accept the present moment, and this can redirect your consciousness to positive momentum. So moving on to step three is, what is that best feeling thought I can find right now? That might be, I'm open for new ways to manage our money. Maybe you struggle with budgeting, or I'm open for creative possibilities for abundance. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you can find a online part-time something in during nap time. You know, so you're opening your mind to finding a solution versus dwelling in that struggle within the past or whatever that negative loop is. So this is a very broad example. So if you can't relate to that, I hope you can relate to the umbrella, the principle here of what I'm trying to explain with how to work through this choose again method, all right? Because the more you practice this, the more it will become second nature. It's truly mind-blowing how we could literally rewire our brains and our thoughts and our minds. But we are human, and funks and bad days, they're inevitable for everyone. So the key here is, once the awareness of the emotions are acknowledged, or of the thoughts are acknowledged, that time to move through this process of the choose again method, it's expedited. It only lasts, like I said, a quick, you know, a few seconds or a couple minutes versus having a bad day that lasts for weeks or months because you're just dwelling on that negativity. So if you are enrolled in the Balanced Mom Method course or go through my group or one-on-one coaching, the exercises in your workbook covers this module, or this episode, I guess, the module within the course or within our coaching. And it's designed to help you move through and acknowledge your specific thought processes and your specific feelings, and acknowledge your feelings of negative fear-based energy, that overwhelm, stress, anxiety, burnout, to understand where they're coming from and move forward confidently with the intention and how you want to feel using that choose again method. All right, plus all other methods that we go through the course and our coaching. So remember, you are not broken. Your struggles don't have to continue to be your reality, because with awareness comes clarity, mama. Do not hide behind the limits that you perceive for yourself. Become aware of them, honor them, and move through them. So answer this question: what is that best feeling thought that I can find right now? And If you're ready to take things a step further than just listening to this podcast every week, go to my website and check out the Start Here page. I want to take your hand and meet you where you are on your journey within different formats. I have different resources and different ways to work together that best suit you. So go to naturallyempoweredliving.com/products or click the show notes, the link in the show notes for your Start Here. And don't forget, please, I would truly appreciate this, to leave the show a written review. I would be so, so grateful to hear what you have to say. And oh my gosh, it's a new month. New habit of the month. It's March. Hello. Oh my gosh. So how are you liking the habit of the month every month? It has helped me so much stay accountable to good habits within my life and just not letting excuses creep in, like I don't feel like it or, you know, whatever, you know. So this month's habit, you have to head over to our Motherhood Empowerment community to find out what it is. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do you like that. This month's habit is drinking water. Water, water, water. Over half of the American population is dehydrated. And that is, it's just so bad for our health because we're literally depleting our bodies. You know how much our bodies are made up of water, right? So think of how much water are you really drinking every day? So anyway, the many benefits of drinking water are just exponential. You have more energy, clearer skin, less inflammation, weight loss, the list goes on. So what you do have to do to go to our Motherhood Empowerment community is to get the graphic of the tracker for the month. All right, deal? So if you want the tracker to track this habit of the month, we are drinking 1 gallon of water every single day. Go to our Motherhood Empowerment community, grab that tracker and share it to your stories and tag me at Naturally Empowered Living so I can cheer you on and we can hold each other accountable. All right, I just threw like 4 different things for you to do at you at the very end of this episode. I'm sorry. So check the link in the show notes for the mentioned here links in the show notes for a summary of everything. Okay, cool. Yay, I'm so glad to be back. I hope that you guys are having just a wonderful start to your March. Happy spring. Birds chirping. Yay. Until next week, mama, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth of farming. Please read mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.